Hi, my name is Don McIntosh. Welcome to our series on how to boost your immunity. I'm talking with Dr. Eddie Ramirez, who's a researcher and a medical doctor that works here with Weimar Institute. Dr. Ramirez, we're going to talk about trust in God or psychoimmunity or psychoneuroimmunity.
There's a new science that has come out that is called the psychoneuroimmunology.
Immunology. So this is the immune system and how you're thinking it actually impacts it.
Absolutely. You know very well that, you know, if things are not going well in your life, you are sad and so forth, you're more likely to be sick. Mm. So scientists have documented that our emotions have an impact in our immunity. So diet is important, exercise is important, rest is important, but also we need to take responsibility of controlling our emotions.
Mm. So at this time, a lot of people are anxious. A lot of people almost might say panicked. They hear about maybe a virus coming that's going to invade their home. And it's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. Some people that I talked to last week in the community, even here, they've been in their homes for 5 or 6 days. They're afraid to come out. So what would you say to them? How could they find the benefit of what you're talking about here?
Actually, here in Weimar, together with students, we presented a very interesting study in which we were comparing different ways of dealing with those emotions. And we compare 5 things. People that don't do absolutely anything to control themselves. 2, people doing yoga. 3, people doing Eastern meditation. 4, people doing prayer. And 5, people doing Bible study. What do you think? What are the results?
Wow, man. I'm going to say, of course, being a person that teaches a course here called Religion and Health, I'm going to go with the Bible.
Absolutely. You know, our sample was big. 5,600 people in that study. Mm. And we found the pattern very clear. The best way of relaxing, of controlling your emotions is actually Bible study.
Hmm. Any particular part of the Bible? I know some parts of the Bible are quite scary.
Well, what happened with the Bible is that it shows us the humanity of the writer. Mm. So we can identify with him. He sometimes felt anxious. He sometimes felt sad and so forth. But it gives us a solution. It helps us change our focus. When we're just thinking about ourselves, we get more depressed and more sad. But when we change our focus to the creative works of God, to the wonderful things God does, that actually has a relaxing effect.
Interesting.
What do you think was the second one? Most effective one.
Most effective. Boy, probably meditation.
Prayer actually was the second most effective one.
Isn't prayer like a form of meditation?
Yes, we actually divided the two of them. So we have Eastern meditation and we have prayer.
Okay, so that's like Western meditation.
What we determined is that actually Eastern meditation was similar to placebo, to not doing anything. So you're actually literally more wasting your time than actually getting any benefit. Rather, get yourself on your knees and pray for God to help you control your emotions.
Mm. So in that type of prayer, you maybe would be focusing on Scripture and the promises of Scripture. So it's a type of meditation on what God has said and done.
Absolutely. You claim His promises. Lord, you said you're going to protect me. I claim that promise that you protect my home, my family. Believe me, God is going to answer you.
This is something very practical. Thank you very much, Dr. Ramirez, for that. And focusing on prayer and also focusing on God's promises will decrease that anxiety and will also increase your immunity. That's the message we're getting today. So we're praying for you. And as you're praying, sometimes I think even better to pray out loud. Just talk to God as a friend. This can really decrease your stress and increase your immune system. Thanks for joining us.